Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Longtime basketball coach, former basketball player. You knew him at Kansas. You knew him in the NBA. A former, most recently, assistant coach with the New Orleans Pelicans. He's Rex Walters. Rex, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing well, man.
Great to have you back with us. We just got news here about an elbow sprain keeping Evan Mobley, rookie for the Cavs, out 2 to 4 weeks. Man, you want some bad luck. There you go, because this young guy's been going, Rex. He's looked good. What have your impressions been of Evan Mobley so far?
Well, just really impressed. He brings a lot of things to the equation. We've all seen that Cleveland's gone big until they got hit with all these injuries. But he's a skilled 4-5, can short roll. He's a rim threat on pick and rolls, so you can throw the lob to him. Just kind of a pass-handle-shoot guy that I think is going to continue to develop his perimeter game, especially shooting the three ball, which he's not gotten off to a great start. But it's definitely something that I think he's going to add to his game going forward.
Can this style of basketball that the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing when everyone is healthy, it's sad we have to put that caveat
in, Rex. Yeah, glad you said that.
Can this be a sustainable team that can go up against some of the better teams in the league and continue to not only be competitive, but maybe, just maybe, find their way into the playoffs? Cross your fingers.
Well, I think the first thing is they're going to have to get healthy. When you have guys like Love and Markkanen out, Colin Sexton now with the meniscus. Then we hear about Evan Mobley's elbow. Jared Allen was ill, missed the last game. So the first thing is you got to stay healthy. Here's what they've done at a high level. They've defended at a high level. They got the ninth best defense in the NBA. They've done a great job of eliminating three-point attempts. They've done a great job. JB's done a great job of getting guys to close hard and chase guys off the three-point line. And they don't foul. So they've got great rim protection. They don't bail you out with fouls. They've done a good job of chasing you off the three ball. So all of those things add to always giving yourself a chance to win. And that's why they're 9-6. That's why they've had great success against teams under 500, and they're just below 500 against teams that are 500 and better. So they're doing everything they can to stay in that conversation to be a playoff-quality team.
Rex Walters joining us, former assistant coach with the New Orleans Pelicans, head coach at the University of San Francisco for many years. Rex, when you look at Ricky Rubio and what he's doing this year, JB told the media the other day, when we signed Ricky, we told him we want Spanish national team Ricky Rubio. And that seems to be what they're getting from Ricky Rubio. Are you surprised at the output he's had? What have you thought of his play?
Well, here's the thing about Ricky Rubio. If you went to every single team that he played for, Minnesota, Utah, Phoenix, back to Minnesota, and now Cleveland, I think every player that's played with Ricky has really enjoyed playing with him. He's a guy that gets you the basketball in situations where you can be successful. He understands what it takes to compete at a high level. He's just a lot of fun to play with. He's not a great shooter, right, in terms of his field goal percentage, but people love to play with him. He's a bigger guard, and he's been a great example for Sexton and Garland. Really has, because he understands how to give yourself a chance to be successful in the NBA as a guard. And the biggest thing is his players love playing with him. So it was a great, great pickup to get him on this team.
What do you make of Darius Garland this season? It seems like he's taken a little bit of a step forward and is trying to become the guy that a lot of people, including Steph Curry, have said that this guy could become.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is when you've got a young player like him, you've got to understand that he's going to have some ups and downs. I think he's gotten a lot more efficient with his play. He's shooting the ball better. So the game's starting to slow down for him in terms of how he sees the game and how to impact winning. Everything has gotten better. So in his third year, you really want to see that, and that's what he's done. He's shooting the ball at a higher level. He's much more efficient. The turnovers are still a kind of an issue. He's got to get those turnovers down. But again, I think that if we can get Sexton back at some point, you've got three really good guards that can pass, handle, and shoot, and their teammates love to play with them. That gives you a chance. So I've liked his progression over these 3 years with Garland.
Rex Walters joining us, former NBA player, assistant coach, head coach in college. Rex has done it all. He knows everything he's talking about, that's for sure. Well, let me ask you some bigger NBA questions here. Cavs in the next three games see two of the best teams in the NBA. Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday. They're 10-4 right now, tied for second in the East. And then they get them again next week. And you have the Golden State Warriors coming in on Thursday. First, Brooklyn. What's the deal there without Kyrie? Does that team have enough without Kyrie to win the conference and maybe win an NBA title?
Well, I think they'll still have a chance. I do think the margin got a lot smaller. When you take a guy like Kyrie Irving, who was a 50, 40, 90 guy, 50% from the field, 40 from three, 90 from the free throw line, averaging about 25 to 27 points a game, you just can't replace that. There's nothing you can do to replace a guy like that. So, number one, you're going to have to stay healthy. Kevin Durant, James Harden, they have to stay healthy. And then all your periphery players, Patty Mills, Joe Harris, they've got to be playing at a high level because you just can't make up for all the things that Kyrie brings as really your third best player. I mean, he's an all-star, high-level guy, like one of the top point guards in the world that you're taking off your roster. They still have enough, but the margin got a lot smaller. I think Brooklyn has to hope at some point the mandate comes down and they let this guy play because the talent level just goes off the roof when he's on the floor.
Then you have Golden State, and those of us here in Cleveland have a hate relationship with Golden State. I won't call it a love-hate because there's very little love there, except that Steph Curry was born in Akron by chance. But this team is 11-2. James Wiseman hasn't played. Steph's back. Klay Thompson hasn't played. They're really playing well with guys that people don't really know very well. You know, Jordan Poole and Kevin Looney. And what's going on there? And is Steve Kerr as good as I think he is as a coach? Because I know he's great as a human being.
Yeah, so, you know, they've really bought into the old Golden State Warriors of great movement, great pace. They still play inside out. They kill you with your layups, but yes, then with all the inside-out paint attacks, they get quality threes, and they do. They do a great job of getting Steph Curry going, Jordan Poole going. Draymond is the best facilitator in terms of a power forward slash point guard to check. But I think the biggest thing that people miss out on is they are a high-level defensive team. They can switch a lot, 1-4, sometimes 1-5, and they do a great job of eliminating layups, protecting the paint, and then closing hard. So they're just a lot of fun to watch. They're probably the most fun team I enjoy to watch because of their pace. And I think their offense wears you out as well as their defense, but it definitely helps their defense because after guarding all those situations with the Warriors, now you got to try to come back down after an easy layup or an open three. You have to come back down and try to score against the best defense in the NBA. So they are playing at a high, high level, and they don't have to wait for the mandate like Brooklyn. They've got Klay Thompson slowly progressing towards getting back, and now you're talking about one of the best on-ball defenders of scores in the NBA. So that's really scary for the NBA.
Rex, last question out of me here. So we went to an old friend in Kyrie, to an old enemy in Steph Curry, and now one more old friend. What do you make out of the Lakers this year and what Russell Westbrook has brought to the table for them?
Yeah, so I think Russell is a lot more efficient or probably happier, and not that he doesn't like playing with LeBron. I think everyone loves playing with LeBron. But now Russell knows the ball is going to be in my hands more. I get to do more. I can really be that triple-double guy that I was in Oklahoma City. So I think you're getting to see what Russell wants to be. But when LeBron comes back, that's going to change back again. And again, I think the biggest thing with the Lakers is health. They're going to have to be healthy. They're going to have shooting surrounding those big three. I'm talking about Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and then hopefully a healthy LeBron. Now, 37-37, guys, and I know he's beloved in Cleveland. He's beloved in Akron, what he did for the Cleveland Cavaliers, bringing that championship. But Father Time never loses, and he's gotten dinged up more in the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see. He's still going to be a high-level player, but can they stay healthy for 82 games? And then, more importantly, can they stay healthy when the playoffs start as we get closer to the summer?
Rex, thank you. Great to talk some NBA with you, and we appreciate the insight.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great day.
Rex Walters joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good to have Rex back with us. He's been with us before, and we're hoping he joins us on a regular basis because he knows his basketball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.